Begin the current daf Masechet Erevin daf Lamed Aleph. Begin taste the masses. It begins with the Gemara Heicha Asos. How's it going? Rashidu Teba Meitel is going in the box, a closet, a carriage. Rashidu is going with the Gemara's question. It's because when the Bryce elaborating Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that says you can make an Erev for a Kohen that's tar with Truman that's tar on the grid. So the Gemara says, okay, as our taste the masses quotes, how's it going? It's some type of a carriage. Okay, but the problem is, once he puts down the food, it becomes tummy. So Tessie explains Pirish. What the Gemara is saying is, you're right, according to Huda, there's a way to do this. Even though it's in the cemetery, even through a carriage, because the oil zark is lav shmei oil. And the same thing would apply to a singular grave, where even though the halacha is that it encompasses four amas all around the mishmakaka to distance oneself from the grave itself, that's what I'm saying. For sure, contribution is going to make sense where you could go in a box, a carriage, or in a wagon. That was the question. But what are you going to do to Truma itself on the grave? That itself is going to be forbidden to be eaten. Why would the Erev work? Not regard the person, but regard the food itself. Now, come on, Baruch, later on the Gemara asks, what's the reason Rabbanu bekev yechid in regard to a singular grave? Which is, because Nehidim basic vars go to love and chazid, we understand that in regarding a large cemetery that there's no way of interposing, because they hold oil zarek is lav shmei oil, but here regarding a single grave, where all it is requires distancing, that was the more question. I might plead, why do they disagree? Hamatzi also b'shed tevi migdal, meaning you could go with a box, a carriage, or a wagon. There's no greater distance than when you're in a box that you can have the hachaka. In regards to that, you're right, it's not going to work as a din of oil, but as the din of hachaka, which is all you need for the singular grave. For that, Rabban should hold that should work. So next is the master that wins the word of the Gemara b'shalach uchshra, when it was not prepared to be susceptible to Tumah. So this explains that the Gemara's question was, okay, the food itself becomes Tumah as Truma. So that the Gemara says, no, Tumah where is now uchshra. It didn't come in contact with one of the seven liquids. So this says, well, from the Garsi, according to the text, they have the Garsi like we do. Or if it was needed with fruit juice, what these two answers mean to say, the first answer that said it was not prepared for Tumah was Kagensh Erev prepares, where the Erev was with produce, with fruits. So that's regarding did it come wet yet or not. And we're saying it didn't become wet. Oh, be passion and lotion be made Paris, or we're talking about bread, where bread obviously became wet. But we're saying that it still was with fruit juice, it was not with one of the seven liquids that makes it susceptible for Tumah. The next test of the master begins with Zigmar, Bibshudikli 8. We're talking about flat or wooden vessel. To qualify, do we say pshutikli etz is not mekabel tuma even rabbinically? Because that was the Gemara's answer. Says, how are you going to bring the truma from the grave? It's whatever you're holding is going to become tuma and then contaminate the person. I'm saying, oh, pshutikli etz, that's not mekabel tuma. So he says, it sounds like the lemekabel tuma from the rabban. Sounds like it's not even going to be rabbinically tuma, because if it is, then that itself already wouldn't, like we find the other case we explained in the Mishnah, is that if it's rabbinically forbidden, it's also not edible. So that would make it non-edible. Obviously, pshutikli etz is not even mekabel tuma, even rabbinically. In the second parak, ma'aslam parak on the Shabbos, but in the first parak on Shabbos, after the Zayin and Aleph, that it says, pshutikli etz v'kli zchuch, regarding wooden vessels and glass vessels, glassware, pshutim tarim, when they're flat, then they're pure. Mekabel tuma, but if there's a receptacle, it's going to be tummy. Now, it says, tais about karch, pshutim tarim, from the rabban, obviously, when we're saying the flatware, as he returns, even rabbinically, how do I know this? And one of them is the Kli Eitz, because the other case, the Kli Zchuch, is the glassware, fully Yishlam Meitz Kimli, when it has a receptacle, ain't like Tumel Rabbanah, the whole Tumel is only rabbinically, because I'm Shabbos, like Yishlam Shabbos. Obviously, we're saying that it's tar, it's even rabbinically, and that's the same thing for the Kli Eitz. B'chem Ashur B'kam Aduch Disotu, it sounds like this from many places. The tar and Pshur, the Kli Eitz, of only Rabbanah, that the flat wear of wood, it's going to be tar, even rabbinically. And that's the taste of a question, but it's difficult. It's different by the flat, by wooden flatware. Dimidrabbana, where it's rabbinically given to tummy. And what do we say? This got be dafshal nachtaimin by the board of the bakers, where they put their bread on it. And Taisa says, don't answer. Taisa is addressing a question. And there's not talking about where, it's talking about the type of a board that's fit to be stepped on, to be laid on. And, oh, maybe you're going to say that there is going to be rabbinically tummy because it's royal lemedges. But other pshutikleites, you're right, it's not going to be tummy even rabbana. So it says, no, because the hanum, because pshutikleites that are actually roe for medges, it wouldn't just be rabbinically tummy. Mekabel tuma deraisa, actually, they're mekabel tuma biblically. And the reason is because the cholam tummy medges, whatever is mekabel tuma as medges, metame tumas mes, it does get the tum of mes. even though it technically wouldn't, because it shoots. And we know this from small jugs, where small jugs are tar from a zap because not fit to be sat on, yet it still has a ton of mess. So a mat where it's metame from a zav has medrash, but sure it's going to have tumas of mess. So therefore, when the Gemara is saying pshut dekliyets a mekabel tumas rabbanon, obviously it's not those that are medrash. So we're back to the question. But I thought we said from many different places pshut dekliyets are not mekabel tumas even rabbinically. So Rashi pirush has, and Rashi explains over there that the in lachash, you don't have to be concerned for the Gemara that's saying pshut dekliyets a mekabel tumas rabbanon. Because given the maskon lekamachi, we don't remain with that Gemara's answer. The mukhlo b'tav mashamatechas, the Gemara ultimately has to explain not as a wooden board, but rather as a metal one. So yeah, that was the Gemara's havmin. But you're right, maskano, we don't rule like that. That's one approach. Brim mefarish, another approach. He says the chli eitz shem rechavim kein dav, not specifically a wooden vessel that's wide like a board. Verola nechalim chavetz mitzvah to put objects on it. That's where God's rabban leitum, that's rabban decreed a tum on it. And the reason for that is because it's similar to a wooden vessel that has a receptacle, because you could put stuff on it. But regarding regular flatware of wood that is not wide, yes, mitar even rabbinical. Let's give another approach. That a board of the bakers and things similar to that, that they serve a person, or they serve things that serve a person, that's regards Rabbanan Tumah, that's specifically with their Rabbanan decreed at Tumah, which that's the case of the baker. Like it's obvious in Teres Kainim. The Mimayid Sulam Akailim. The Bryce there excludes a ladder and a Kailim, which is a type of something that does not have a receptacle, but you put on the neck of an animal that it should carry loads as a yoke. Now, it's not Makabal Tumah, because the Pasuk says, and Bayikra Bacholash Yipal Meham Bemaisam Yitman Makokli 8. So the Bryce there expounds, Mikli 8, from the fact that it says, from, Mikol Kliates, from Kliates, but Veloy Kol Kliates, not all wooden vessels. So we're excluding the ladder and the Kaila. Now, Omar Beshulcha Metabla Bedublaki, but we include the table and the board and things like that, Mikol, from the word Kol that it says over there. The comrade, that's what the Bryce says over there. Wait a second, Marisa, what do you see fit? How do you know to include those and exclude those? Tamla Mesak. It says there in the Pasuk, a sackcloth. Masak, Miyuchet Shem Tashmisha, Odom Misham Shem Tashmisha, Vahulu, just like a sackcloth, it serves a person's utilities or that which serves a person's, or what serves a service. Oh, so therefore, that's the differentiation between the cases of the ladder and that of the table. But says Taisa, one thing we see, Vakochach, obviously the table and the board, that's Vakabu Tumma, is Kishain Ruin the Medrasari. Must be talking about that's not fit for Medras. What's the Raya? Mindaloy Noka, from the fact that it doesn't say Kise Mita, doesn't say what we're including are is a chair or a bed, because we're not talking about things that were in the mattress. Because if we did, we would say those cases too. But moreover, the Mechol HaMishkav have been, then we should have included from some different source from that of Mechol HaMishkav. So obviously we're talking about things that's not royal images. And also, Inland based Kibul Namar, obviously we're talking about that does not have a receptacle. But like coming from the fact that it didn't say, Masak, just like we compare it to a sack of Mitatam Olivarek and something that's moved with full or empty, meaning because it has a receptacle. So obviously you see that Shutikli 8, which are not royal images, are Makabli Tumad Rabbanan, that they are Tomei, they do have a Tum Drabban. Now, Avagav the Darsh Mikra, now although, we're expanding it from a Pasuk, of Kokli Yates. Tzaki says it's only Rabbinic. And that's the thing, it's Machat Malmah, it's only an illusion. They could Drasha Darshinon, but the primary Drasha actually of Sak is actually teaching something else that the Gemara brings many times. Lama Sak Matat Lamal Abreka, just like a sackcloth can be carried full and empty, so to anything else of wood, but Klai Kibla has to have Matat Lamal Abreka. And since there's a become drasha yesh b'teres kem dav rak asmach, there's many drasha b'teres kem that really are only illusions, and they're not really a drasha. So that's what Teis is saying, that you're right. Pshutikli it's an amakabal tumah even rabbinically. Regarding this third answer, is that this is the Gemara says, over there that it's makabal tumah rabbanan, it's specifically by dav shnach taimin, which it serves a person or serves that a person. But pshutikli it's that does not serve a person, it's not makabal tumah even rabbinically. Now, Teis proves that the drasha of the table is makabel tumah is only in the smachta. He says, "Vatei, you should know." Because the pekshet alech in the gram and nachas al tzadik v'am beiz amar rabbi yechon rechon says l'dibri oim a meskeres l'mata. It's according to the one that says by the shulchan there was a meskeres. It was a board that went around all around the perimeter of the table. So machlekes is if it was on the above the tablet of the table or beneath it. So then Rabbi Yechazel, according to one that said the Mizgeris, that board was beneath the table, Pirish. The Raglaim LeBeshulchan, where the feet are, not where the table is. So Tabla Mesapachas Tamei, so you see that a board that can be turned upside down, it's going to be Tamei. Kedashinan Me'al HaShulchan Atar, because we expound that the Shulchan says that it was a Shulchan Atar. Machalal De Kashur Tamei. Obviously, that exactly what the Shulchan was, now those that can be Tamei. Now, according to the one that says that the board was beneath, comes out that the Shulchan actually did not have a base kibble, because it was not on the top of the Mizgeres. And even so, you see that the Shulchan technically could be Tamei, and that's because it's Misapeches, because it could have a base kibble if you turned it upside down. Oh, obviously, from there, Bichlan says that you see Tabla Misapeches, it's going to be Tamei, even though Truta creates, like we find with the Shulchan in the base of Meitav. Now, according to one that says the Mizgeres was above the table, Tabla Misapeches, Tabaylach, then you still have a question regarding a table that's only a table that has a clean kibble when you turn it upside down. Because Dishal Mikdash Mekabel Tumah LeFishus Beis Kibble, because the Beis Hamikdash, yeah, it would have been Mekabel Tumah because it has a receptacle. And the Tzarek Kod Atar, you need this that we call it Shulchan Atar, Mechalal Shu Tumah, to infer that it's Tumah, so you make Bina so other Golem. It's because they used to lift up the Shulchan to show it to the people that are coming for the pilgrimages, Shulchan Tumah Asol Nachas, so that you shouldn't say, oh, that the table was meant to be stationary and you didn't move it at all, and the stationary vessel is not Mekabel Tumah. And that the Pasuk says that, no, the Shulchan technically could be Mekabel Tumah because they used to lift it up and it was not made to be stationary. But you can't prove from here that when it's a Tavla Mesapeches Mekabel Tumah, because the Shulchan actually had a receptacle, but Tavla Mesapeches, which is Pshut Dekliyetz, the Gemara Sirvichan says, oh, that would still be a question. Now from here, Tyson proves, and he says, V'hashan, now wait a second, why would it be a question? Tivshim Medrash and Teres Tereskein, then what do we have a Dresh Tereskein that says Kol Kliyetz, that includes the Shulchan, there's Mekabel Tumah? Ah, Lishmamana rather says Tais is obviously smacht ba'al mekid brishas. It's just an illusion, and it's not a full drasha, and therefore, like we said many times, the drasha only has smachtas. Now, b'had mashma hasim, this sounds like a table masapechas adivul kabutum deres mishab shudikli. This sounds like that a table that can be turned upside down is more vulnerable to tumah, to biblical tumah, than to other pshuti kliyetz. In other words, that even though pshuti kliyetz is not mekabutum deraisa, you see that there is an option to say that Tavla Mesapeches would be Mekabel Tumah Deraisa. So it says, Hanukkah and Pirshah Kodesh, like Rashi explains, Mishum Deror L'Sham, Mishum Beis Tadim, because it's fit to be utilized on both sides. So there's certain significance to such a vessel, more than just a regular Pshut Dekliyetz. So Tosei explain, Pshut Dekliyetz are not Mekabel Tumah, even rabbinically. Hai, the Gemara says elsewhere that Shani Pshut Dekliyetz, Mekabel Tumah Drabbanon. So Tosei has three interpretations. Rashi explains that, you're right, the Gemara is not precise. We don't end up with that Gemara anyways, L'maskana. Ends up being said that it's not wood, the board actually made out of metal. The Re explains that no, it's only over there that Pshut Dekliyetz are wide and fit to put objects in, and then it's similar to at least a Kliyetz that has a clay kibble. So therefore, they were grazed rabbinically as a Tumah. A third approach, Yeshua Farshim, they say that it's only Pshut Dekliyetz that are Meshamshi Adam or Meshamshi Tashmishi Adam, like the Shulchan and the Beis Hamikdash and the Daf Shanat Taimim, that's where the grazed ben Tumah, but regular Pshut Dekliyetz is not going to be Tumah even Midrabbanan. The next says Mazda begins with the Gemara, Demai, what do you mean, Halachosla? It's not fit for him. Shlesh explained the Gemara's question and answer. The Mishnah said you can make an Eber Demai, so the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't eat Demai, even though it's rabbinic, so why could you make an Eber with that? So Tais says, near it seemed the Lesumchas Davka Park, that the Gemara's question is specifically according to Sumchas. Because Rabbanon, Navigab Halachosla, according to Rabbanon, even though it's not fit for him, Halachosla name, it's fit for the poor person, they don't have to have it fit for the person itself. So obviously, the Gemara's question is according to Sumchas. Now, Bimtem Dente says, if you're going to say, well, the Sumchas HaChazila, it's not true, it is fit for him, the Masla Fushim in Eobay, because you could actually separate from the Demai itself, and then it's permitted to be eaten. Trace explains that the Eob takes the effect of the Banish Mashas. From that point in time, you could go ahead and take Maisra on the Demai, because although we have Machlis HaChom and Rabbi, if you're allowed to go ahead and take Maisras by Banish Mashas, that's only when it's definitive Tevel. Because I fill the Rabban, the Rebbe, according to Rabban, the Rebbe, the Savik HaShecham, Asna Demai, when it's doubtful that it's nighttime, you're allowed to take Meister from Demai, which is only doubtful if it's Tevel or not. So then, why isn't it fit, even according to Sumchas? Unless it says, what you could say is, the Mashmal and Masnit, no, the Gemara understands the Mishnah. I feel like Eilash Tisudis Mitzum Tzamais, even though it's only exactly 2 meals worth, which then if you took off, you wouldn't have 2 meals worth, because you wouldn't be able to eat that. That would be Trum Tzamais. The Mishnah Masnit, because we could presume that the Mishnah is talking about all situations. Well, El Nami, it says, this is also earlier in the Plamar Mavez, where the park, my Paschalic one says, wait a second, where do you see fit to say it's exactly talking about 2 meals worth? That's Mishum, the Mashmal, the Mesnin, IFL, BS, Mishthesh, because the Gemara understood the other way, that it would be talking about even when it's more than 2 meals. But here it's talking about even when it's exactly 2 meals. And everybody, the Gemara was able to ask the question, or not ask the question, in the two opposite situations. However, in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kofchav Zayin and Beis, when the Gemara says that you're allowed to move Demai on Shabbos, Parch Nami Hachi Gevel Total. The Gemara has the same question regarding moving Demai. Like our Demai Maskel says, Holy Chazal, it's not fit for him. How's it should be Mokta. Mishani Kach, the Gemara answers like it answers over here. No, Migi Demai Afkar Bechula, since it became Afkrid, and they would be fit for him, so therefore it's not Mokta for him either. But the Gemara could have said there too, the Chazla Nim, that's fit for paupers, and therefore that's why it's not Mokta. And says you're right. The Gemara only answered it the way it says it, because it wanted to keep uniformity the way our sugya says it over here, and now it says in Pesachim Naflam Hamid Beis, now it says in Brachos Demem Zayim and Elv, where the Gemara usually wants to keep the same uniform answer in all the different places. And since the Gemara here in Pesachim and Brachos, they all say, since if he's Mafkir in the Chasim, it's going to be fit for him because he's going to be an Ani. So therefore, the Gemara also over there said the same idea in Shabbos, although technically it could have said it's not Muktzah, simply for the fact, because it's fit for a poor person.